Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everybody. I want to welcome you to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and we are in the Cafe Book Club. We are in the Hollow Bone with Miss Phoenix Rising Star. Phoenix, how are you today?
Hey, I'm very well, thank you. And you guys?
Oh, so great, so great. I get my Miss Co-host. Last show, I forgot to, you know, introduce Amy. So, good morning, Amy.
Go ahead, ask me. I dare you.
Okay, how are you doing today?
I'm in the mood for manifesting.
Yay!
Nice. Well, you know what? You've got the timing that's just spot on because we're doing chapter three in the Hollow Bone. I know. I talk about synchronicities. And it's
what
the sphere of manifesting. I know.
So manifestor, I am. I'm manifesting that.
Exactly. Good job. I'm glad we're all on. Woo-hoo. We're all here for the ride. That's great. So when we have clarity and commit to manifesting, and commit to our manifesting of our heart's desire, you draw into those who have light at an upper level, and you will be drawn to you. And that's Annette Valancourt from How to Manifest Your Soulmate from EFT. And we've done some shows on EFT, which is really great too. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really interesting because it's about relationships as a spiritual path. And when I read that, I thought about everything's a relationship to us. You know, we want to make it about a person, but really everything and anything that we're doing, we're in relationship with. And I think that's such a great way of being able to look at it when we are manifesting. What do you think about that, Sunny? Phoenix? She's Sunny. I think of Phoenix as just as Sunny, the sun. And so when I think of her, I just see sun in my mind's eye. So I always want to call her Sunny because she's just so sunny.
Right, we need 10 glasses.
So Phoenix. I know. She is a funny girl.
Right. So when you read it, it's interesting. You wrote who light up a higher level or something like that. What it says is who light you up on every level, and they are drawn to you.
Well, they like people light you up on a higher level too. So that's all good too.
Interesting. Well, Sunny, what do you think? Yeah.
What do you think about that, Sunny?
Well, to go back to what you said about everything we have as a relationship, absolutely, what we manifest is our relationship with our heart, you know, our heart, our heart's longings, our desires, you know, even if it's like a forgotten dream that you had as a kid, like maybe you wanted to be an astronaut or you wanted to be a doctor or you wanted to help people in some way, and maybe you've never quite completed that, well, maybe this is the right time to bring that out and step into it, you know? It's exciting. Mm-hmm. And
nice.
Because, like everything else in the book, we're basing it all on feeling that love first. That creates a deeper kind of relationship with what you're manifesting. And then it just gives it a life form that you don't have to do anything. You just have to watch it go, really.
So interesting. Go ahead.
I want to point something out. So, I mean, as we're going through this and we're tapping into love, for me, the experience is I find that it's deeper and more expansive, and more I do it, which is I'm loving.
Yes, and it becomes. I mean, really, it becomes a way of living. These are not the techniques you do when things aren't working for you or you don't know what else to do. This is a way of living. And remember, last week we were clearing, you know, we were clearing our energy and clearing out the past and clearing out those patterns that didn't work for us before, because the clearer you are, the easier it is to manifest what you're choosing, not more of the same pattern that didn't work before.
That's so great.
That's a really good
point. Well, you know, it's just... And, you know, it goes back to your other book about, you know, you got to clear the kitchen. You got to know what you've got going on before you can go ahead and start creating. So that's a great compliment to this whole mindset with the hollow bone as well.
Well, what I'm doing with a lot of people that I'm supporting is they go do the delicious life and set your vision intention and then step into this. They marry really beautifully, Phoenix.
Oh,
you know, and it's what the gift, right, to get clear on what your intention is, or at least you get started on it, you know, and the good news is we get to keep doing it and then doing this work to really bring it home.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like this takes the recipe for your soul to a deeper level, maybe because of that love. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I agree. So let's talk about the background, the sphere of manifesting with the healing protocol, the angel protocol.
Yeah, so this is part of what we would call the activations. And the activations are where you've opened up your senses so you're really clear about how you're receiving and what's coming through. And next, you clear your energy of the old stuff that doesn't work for you. And then you're really ready to activate your soul to another level of whatever your heart's desires are. And so that's how this all fits in. And where the sphere came from is actually something called Metatron's Cube. And for listeners who are not familiar with that, I would urge you to just Google it and get an image of it. It's actually spheres or circles and lines that it's a sacred image that was found all over the world in sacred sites, and nobody quite understood it. And it took a lot of several teachers started in the 80s to study sacred geometry, and that's what we call this. Sacred geometry is any form that opens up your heart to more love. And as they started to meditate with these concepts and these structures and these forms, they were finding that their manifestations got more profound, deeper. They could tap into deeper innate knowledge and wisdom that we used to have but we had now forgotten. And it just takes you to a whole nother level of consciousness. And what is interesting about Metatron's Cube from the standpoint of the hollow bone of healing is that most of the sacred geometry teachers talk only about the straight lines in Metatron's Cube. And I seem to be the only one that I have found anyway to talk about the importance of the spheres. Because the spheres are the background of the straight lines on Metatron's Cube. All the centers of the spheres are connected with straight lines. Straight lines are male energy. Curvy lines are female energy. The sphere, or think of it as the egg, is the most female part that there is. So this is, of course, the background. This is the form of all creation, is the sphere or the egg. And so all these teachers who talk about the straight lines and the different forms that are created by those straight lines, they're missing the point of where did they all come from? They came from the sphere. So we go to that point of origin to create our own manifestations from our heart with love. And I'm finding that it's so much more profound than just about anything. Not that we're negating the straight lines forms, because we use those in the Healing Angel Protocol as well, but we use them in different ways. So this is like, where are you going to start? Well, you start with a forgotten dream. You start with a forgotten vision, or you start with that longing that has never manifested, or maybe it's something you didn't even know you were hoping for in your life and you hadn't seen it emerge yet. And that's where we start, and then we build on it from there.
I love here on page 49, where you say that, I'm going to quote you, here we go. When we activate these shapes, they open our hearts to more unconditional love, to balance, to the balance of masculine and feminine energy, to the understanding of our third dimensional universe that we live in, and moving our consciousness to a higher level, a higher plane of existence that helps us evolve as souls. I love the whole thing, and I really think it's where we're at as a culture is this whole balancing of masculine and feminine. I love that we're acknowledging that.
Yeah. Well, and I also love that you know sacred geometry is a phrase meaning of any form or shape that opens your heart. So I think a lot of people think it like sacred geometry. Oh, that sounds so woo-woo. What's going on with all that? But it's just another expression
or,
of opening your heart.
Mathematical. Right, sounds like math.
Yeah.
I want to do that.
Or mathematical.
Yes,
yeah. Because you get geometry in there. People are like, math, not doing it. It's math. Yeah, no math.
Don't make me think.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's funny because it reminds me of, this really going back, is Donald in Mathmagic Land. If you go to if you go to Donald, they had a special. They had back in the, I don't know, 60s, late 60s, they did a cartoon that was Donald in Mathematic Land, and he talked about all the unique numerology that's in nature.
Yeah.
And it's just fascinating, and it's really fun the way he does it, but it's so profound at the same time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly. And it's in Mathematic Land.
And put that out. That's cool.
It's probably on YouTube someplace, right?
You can find it. Yeah, you can find it on YouTube. I think if you got Disney Plus nowadays, you might be able to actually even watch it on Disney Plus now because they're having about everything available.
So anyway, go find that, and we'll post this on Facebook, and we'll send that link. So we'll do that.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Love it.
It's very cool. It's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
So on page 50. Of this amazing book, I live right above the last paragraph. It says, "And it's a lot easier than you might think, because you're already surrounded by a sphere called your energy field."
You've been doing it all the time. You just didn't know it. It's all good.
Whoa.
Exactly. It is. I mean, we've been tapping into our energy field all along here, you know, and we start out from that place of love, and that love spills over, and I talk about the physical body, and it goes into then your energy field with all the layers in there, and so you're already really familiar with it. It's not going to be difficult at all. It's really more about just following the guided meditation and allowing whatever needs to come up for you, and when it comes up, it may come up like right away. Like you may go, "Oh my gosh, I'd forgotten all about that." Or, "Yes, this is exactly what I'm looking for." Or you may feel like you're not getting anything, but what you are getting is kind of a percolating that will emerge sometime within the next 72 hours. Sometimes it's 24, sometimes it's 48, but sometimes it's 72. And it can just come in your daydreams. It can come in your night dreams. It can come from someone pointing out something in a book, reading a quote that just triggers you and makes you say, "Oh, my gosh, there it is. That's it. That's it." And what it is something that your heart is longing for so deeply, so profoundly. It's like you can't even imagine how it's going to happen, and you don't have to. You just have to allow it to start coming in so you can feed it with love.
Wow, that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I know for me that there's been points in my life where I would have chest pains. It's funny, I had gone to somebody, and they said, "Oh, you're having growing pains." You know, like it was a kid, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, and it was right before something was about to happen.
Yeah, exactly. There is kind of a sensation, or there can be for many people a sensation in your heart. Sometimes it's a warmth, sometimes it's a tingling, sometimes it's more of an expansion that can feel kind of like pain. And sometimes it's just ripples, you know, goosebumps or truth bumps or that excitement that just races through you and you just go, "Yes, I just know this is so perfect." So
it's amazing.
Whatever's going on for you, don't worry about it. Do the work and just, you know, observe what's happening.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's amazing how people go to emergency where they think they're having heart attacks when the doctors can't find anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, not that you don't want to go get it checked. You definitely want to go get it checked.
Right.
When you've basically gotten every possible medical explanation, you know, start looking to just the fact that it could be a growing pain, which is a nice way of being able to move through that. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'm a fan of that. If Phoenix is ready to help.
Let's do it. I know.
Hey. Sounds good. And I just wanted to say, too, that, you know, remember, this is the beginning. So what you're getting is kind of a recognition of that heart's desires. And then you're going to be guided to do more with it. That's why we opened up our senses to begin with, so that you can continue to get that information and you can act on it. You also have a healing meditation to come back to, because whenever we step into something new, our stuff is going to come up, and now you have a way to clear it. So it all starts making sense here. Yeah.
Yay!
Okay, everybody ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Woo-hoo. Okay, so just close your eyes. Just close your eyes and turn your awareness to that energetic heart space that's located behind your literal heart. And allow your breathing to become slow and rhythmic at a rate that works for you. Remembering that this sacred space of your heart, this tiny space of your heart, is a place where you know exactly where it is, and it holds all of your records for being, all of your lifetimes, all of your goals, all your aspirations, all your lessons, all your teachings. I mean, everything is stored here, and not just for you, but for all life. So hold gratitude for being aware of that and the fact that you know how to access this. They also invite you to begin generating feelings of unconditional love. Now, if this is your first time of doing it, you might want to use a chant or your favorite mantra, or maybe even say something like love and gratitude or love, gratitude, hollow bone. Maybe you have a memory of a beautiful experience with a person or an animal in which you just felt so much unconditional love. And so just build on those feelings if you were lucky enough to have had that. And maybe you had a really strong epiphany. It was just a spiritual experience that touched you to the core and changed you for forever. And so if so, just tap into that and allow those feelings to begin emerging within your heart space. Or maybe you were out in nature in a place where it was just you and everything, the trees and the water and the air and the bushes and the soil and the animals. You just felt at one with all things. So use whatever will help you to embody more love within your heart, allowing yourself to be in that space and to allow all of that love to begin filling up your heart space, both your energetic and your physical space. Kind of like water fills up a container, drawing you from the bottom to the top. This unconditional love just fills up your heart space, spills over, and begins filling up your physical body. And as that love is moving through your physical body, it's touching all the places that need a little more love, which initiates the healing immediately as you're slowly filling with love from the bottoms of your feet up to the top of your head. And that overflows into your energetic field around you, which is divided into layers. The closest one to your body being your physical layer, which is a memory of all your physical experiences. And as you are filling up with love, all the places that need a little more love are getting it, initiating more healing. As you fill up to the top and it spills over into the next layer, which is the emotional layer. Memory of all of our hurt emotions, our wounded feelings, or the other types of feelings that just need more love. And they're being touched with love as you're filling up slowly from the bottoms of your feet to the top of your head. And that spills over into the mental layer. in your mental layer. It's a memory of all of your mental belief systems, those that work for you and those that don't. So the ones that don't, you may be totally unaware of them. They're being touched with love, helping you to reform better belief systems that work better for you. As this love fills you to the top and spills over into your spiritual layer. And your spiritual layer is a record of all lifetimes, all experiences, all lessons and blessings. Now there's a lot of love flowing in here, and it's going to all the places that need more love. And when that fills all the way to the top, you are completely surrounded in a cocoon of love. Is it your entire energy field is filled with love? And just sit there for a moment and really experience it. You don't have to do anything. It's just this deep and profound connection to love that's all that matters. Just be that. And from this place, you invite in the presence of that who is the highest and best for this session. And so you may see, sense, feel, or know in some way that you are connecting heart to heart with this being who is for your highest and best. It could be an angel, it could be a guide, it could be a spirit of love, spirit of compassion. You can choose, you can invite, or you can allow. And the way you know they're there is you feel the love that they're sending to you. And you feel it go into your heart and all the way through you. And just allow that, feel that, know that love. And when you're ready, just send love back to your spiritual helper. And know that it's being received. This love is what creates this divine connection between you, that you have loving support in your manifestation. Your helper is receiving it and taking it in and amplifying this love before sharing it back with you again. And now when it comes in, it's like 10 times more than what it was before. And you're taking this in and you're making it yours. And then you hand it right back to your helper. Just taking it in one last time, amplifying it even more as it now just pours through you and over you. And when you're ready, you can merge your energy entirely with your spiritual helper's energy. You can do this just by holding the intention. We're going to merge our frequencies together. Or if you're very visual, you may see your helper moving forward towards you, heart to heart, until you become one. Or you may have a sense or a feeling or a knowing that they step behind you and then step into the back of your heart and into your frequency entirely. So use the method that works for you and just know that it is enough that by merging with your helper, you are opening the door to miracles. So feel your energy field around you. Feel that merge within you and just kind of settle with it. Getting a sense and knowing of where your boundaries are in your energy field. Getting in touch with your sphere of energy. And if you did nothing else but this part every day for 5 minutes, it makes your day a whole lot easier, giving you a stillness and a balance. You can tap into anytime you want. But from this place of stillness and wholeness and balance, I invite you now to go into a memory of something that you have longed for all your life. It's a really deep memory, so just allow it to surface. This is a dream or a memory that would make you so happy, it's almost too good to be true. And allow it to surface, but also realize that if it doesn't come right now, it can come in 24 hours, 48 hours, 72 hours. It can come through your daydreams, your night dreams, or something that will just bring this memory to your conscious awareness. This beautiful memory is something that would make your life so incredible, so wonderful, that this is exactly what the universe wishes for you. And that's why it's coming in now. So take it into the stillness of your heart space, even if you're not sure you're receiving anything. And just nurture it. Just send love to the thought of it. You don't have to figure out how it's going to happen or what you're going to do with it. Just send it love. It has a life form of its own, and it will do exactly what it needs to. And the universe is delighted to bring this to you. This or something better. When that feels complete for now, your helper will disengage from the merge and you can bring yourself back into your body and back into your room. And just let me know when you're back.
I'm back.
Yay.
Oh, so
how
nice.
Was it?
That was beautiful.
It was wonderful. Yeah.
Good.
Wonderful, wonderful.
So for me, it was being able to completely accept unconditional love.
Yeah. Yep. You know, and that just tells you how many lifetimes you've been in where it was really tough to do that. Maybe you didn't have any lifetimes of that before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So congratulations.
Yay. Thank you.
Yay.
Yeah. And you know, and the wonderful thing is too, is in experiencing that and having that stillness and that set point for yourself inside, walking out in the world and being able to just embody that and hold
uh-huh.
that in a place where as you go through your day, how wonderful that is.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well,
that's
you, Phoenix.
How we begin to live that.
Yeah.
Hey, you're
and,
yeah.
And where we already have it. Like Phoenix, I feel like I have it from you. I have it from Robin and a few other people in my life. And to be able to, I get what that is. Now I can expand it.
Nice, nice. Oh, that's perfect. And you know, a lot of times people will say, I've never felt this from another person, but I have it in my dog or my cat or,
right.
or my parrot or whatever. It doesn't matter where it comes from, just that you eventually we'll have that experience if you haven't already.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Wow.
So good. I'm just in this mellow place.
I know.
I know.
So what are you
like?
I'm good. Yeah, right?
I don't want to come out
like,
of
you
this.
Don't need, I know.
Yeah,
like,
neither.
You don't need a glass of wine. Just step into the hollow bone and just got to be there for a little bit. It's all good. It's
well,
all good.
I don't know. A glass of wine would be nice with this.
I know. And then we talk to Amy, and there she goes. Okay. So next week we're going to be talking about the portal of love and light.
Yes,
woo!
We are, which is a wonderful. It does two things. It clears your space, but it keeps promoting more love in your space. So it's a really good thing to do, like in a healing room, a meditation room, or in your office, in your front door.
Your car.
Your car, your computer, you know, wherever you want more love. And it's permanent, and it just keeps expanding what you are intending with your spiritual helpers. It's a lovely, lovely technique to use.
Oh, I'm excited.
So something Yeah, something great to be looking forward to with all these goodies that are coming in.
Woo-hoo!
Thank you, Phoenix. We look forward to next week. And as always, we want to thank our international audience for just joining us on a regular basis. And really go check out all of Phoenix's work, whether you go to Amazon and go ahead and get the Hollow Bone there. And she's got all kinds of addresses. You want to list a couple of the addresses you'd like to direct people to for information?
Sure. The healing, well, it's called healingangelprotocol.com. There isn't the word the in it. So it starts with the word healing. That's what the Hollow Bone of Healing is based on. And then if you wanted to find out more about me or mentoring, you can go to phoenixrisingstar.com.
There you go.
Yay.
Don't delay. Yeah, don't delay. All right, and we'll see you guys here next week to be able to bring in more love and light. And you know, go back and listen to this episode a couple times because really, just like Phoenix says, it's really great to review it and have it be something that you're working with between now and the next show. So thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time here at the cafe.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.